music means it is time once again for our Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to catch up on what's going on in local government and around the community. And we are focusing on county government today as I'm joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Happy Tuesday, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Chilly, but good.
That is fantastic to hear. I know that the county board is coming off of a long day yesterday full of meetings and last one of the calendar year. It seemed like you guys got some pretty big stuff knocked out. Before we get into the, kind of the nitty-gritty stuff, I do want to say that it's the county recognized its Employee of the Year. For people who haven't seen this news yet, can you share with us who was recognized and why?
Yes. So we did a lot of wonderful recognitions last night, but the 2023 Employee of the Year was Karen Von Cannon of the Food and Nutrition Services Department. Just listening to the application that was submitted on her behalf, she is clearly just a compassionate, thoughtful, creative, determined, committed individual. And she brings that to her work. And her ability to segue into roles when there were gaps in staffing, her compassion for employees who simply needed time off during really difficult, challenging, overworking hours. Just, it was clear that her work community and her friends all thought the same things about her. And I think, when you hire people, when you bring people into your places, you remember you're actually bringing the human being that they are into that space. And Karen is clearly one of those exceptional human beings. So it was a pleasure to have her recognized last night. We also recognized a couple of retirees, it's always sad to me when people retire because, if you've had someone enrolled for a long time, they sort of become synonymous with the organizations they're serving. And so in Chatham, we've had some recent retirements that feel like a loss, but we also know that we have some incredible people stepping up to take their places, and that is equally gratifying.
Yeah, back to Karen's work real quick. One of those like kind of food nutrition supervisor, that's a role in the county government that I feel like a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think of. Certainly not a very front-facing role in some ways, but holy smokes, mm-hmm. Is it important to think about when it comes to community health, when it comes to often engagement with residents? Incredibly important.
It is. And, and when you think about the things that ground you, that ground a community, there's housing and housing security, food and transportation are so fundamental to our ability to navigate school and work and just the world around us. And so having someone who is compassionate and understands the challenges that families and individuals face. And, these have been some fairly difficult years. It's not the economy doing well doesn't necessarily translate to individuals doing well, and costs of things have gone up. Chatham is struggling with a lack of affordable housing, and when people are making choices between eating and housing, it's good to know that we have people in our Department of Social Services who are committed to making sure that they don't have to make those difficult choices.
Absolutely. Once again, we're speaking with Karen Howard, Chatham County Commissioner, chathamcountync.gov, the website to go to for county government news. Now, probably the biggest thing that was done last night by the county board was voting to approve that capital improvements plan for the next 5 fiscal years. I know that you and Andrew have talked about that extensively, and y'all talked about that extensively in past meetings. So I'll skip past that because I think we'll have plenty of time to talk about those projects down the road. One thing that I did want to get your thoughts on was you received a presentation from the Chatham County Partnership for Children talking about kind of their initial needs assessment presentation. What were some things that stood out to you from that, Karen?
When you are at my age, you can forget how difficult it is to find appropriate placement for your children and to feel comfortable enough to leave them there. And so hearing some of the challenges that families of color, Hispanic families, Black families felt and just feeling safe to leave their children really hit me. And it made me realize we need to be creating and offering opportunities for early childhood experiences that reflect the communities that they're in. And so it's not just enough to be investing in sort of these big childcare centers in the urban and more populated areas where they're desperately needed, but also to be thinking about the rural parts of the county, the communities where people are not English speaking, and might want bilingual providers in those spaces, and some places where the kids can see people that look like them, and how important that is for the families. But just the overwhelming challenge of finding adequate, appropriate, safe childcare in and around Chatham. And it's not unique to Chatham, but we are struggling with it now, and we're going to be struggling with it more if we don't. It's important that we're doing this work, that we're understanding, we're grappling with the components of the problem, and hopefully developing a plan to begin to address this ahead of the growth that we're facing. You don't bring in these massive enterprises, these massive industries, and not have the resources available for families to be able to work at them.
Well, yeah, along those lines too, there are so many studies that have been done that ties like a state's economy and their education to the availability of childcare. That way, too, it's not only so these children are raised in an environment that is supportive and sets them up for their primary education, but then also too, it's for the parents to be able to drop their kids off and make sure that they have that they do have adequate coverage so they can go pursue a degree or work at their regular job or do all of these other things. And when those barriers are in place, boy, does that make it really hard for a community or a state to progress.
Absolutely. And if it is a challenge for people that can afford childcare, imagine the struggle if you are also having financial challenges, if you don't have the resources to get good child care, and the burden it can place on a family. And so I think we have to look at part child care and early childhood learning opportunity as part of the continuum from not just for a family to have that in place, but also for the child to be prepared, well prepared for school, and for them to be able to take those next steps, and for parents to be able to work jobs that have unusual hours. And we have to come up with a whole panorama of solutions, because there are lots of different problems in that space.
Yeah, well, we have a few minutes left with Chatham County Commissioner Kieran Howard. Again, lots of discussion, and you can find that full presentation by going to the meeting materials from last night's County Board of Commissioners meeting. But the commissioners also received a presentation from the Chatham County Leadership Academy, I believe, as they did a study of the different advisory boards and committees in the county, and specifically their diversity. I know that we have talked in the past with you, and of course, we talk with all of our local leaders on the importance of those advisory boards and committees, because those are folks dedicating, volunteering their time and providing really regular feedback to the local governments. Of course, it's great when people email or, chat with their elected officials one-on-one when you run into them in the grocery store or something like that. But those advisory boards and committees are critical. What were some of the things that jumped out to you from that presentation about the diversity of advisory boards in the county?
So it is obvious that there is a lack of racial and ethnic diversity. I didn't realize how much that was lacking. To see how low some of those numbers were was really shocking. And I have also felt as though there, I was surprised to see that there were as many women as there were in our local advisory boards and committees, and that was heartening. But it really shows that we have to do some intentional work to get people to, one, want to be on our advisory boards and committees, to understand the importance and significance of their voice in these conversations, and to feel comfortable applying for and then dedicating their personal time to advisory boards and committees, because those voices are not, they are a significant part of how decision making happens in local government and in your local community. And to have entire segments of our population absent from those conversations is not really doing us a great service. and I'm looking forward to creating some new tools. I know that the application process itself is complicated and unwieldy, and you know, when you pull up the application, you have to scroll down and search out, you know, various parts of information. So making it just easier for the non-techies is going to be a good thing. But I think we need to talk about them more and talk about why it's important and the value of our advisory boards and committees. And I love the notion of having a day where the boards and committees come and talk about what they do, the kinds of things they talk about, the kinds of input they seek from the community would be really helpful.
Absolutely. Love that idea. And I guess as we're looking ahead to 2024, if there's somebody who's hearing that and going, well, maybe that's one way for me to get a little bit more involved in my local government and in my community in the new year, what would your suggestion be for people learning more information? Or what would your suggestion be in terms of just like setting expectations for what people are committing to?
Oh, absolutely do it. You know, a lot of our boards and committees are have an option of meeting virtually. So if coming to the board meeting is a challenge, that opens up the opportunity for people to be at home and meet. So parents of young children, whose voices, again, are very important. And come to a couple of commissioner meetings and hear how we use the information that comes from our advisory boards. I think that would make a lot of people realize that it doesn't require, you know, some extreme level of knowledge and information. It really requires a deep commitment and love of Chatham and an interest in the problems that we are trying to address.
Well, once again, the Chatham County Government website is chathamcountync.gov. If you head there, you can find much more information and many more details on those advisory boards and committees. And of course, on the Chatham County Board of Commissioners meeting that happened last night, the last one of 2023. Commissioner Karen Howard, it is a pleasure as always to have you on, and we look forward to chatting with you more in 2024 as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and all of your listeners.